We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Very big celebration getting ready to kick off this weekend, May 20th through May 21st. It is the annual Malcolm X Festival 2023. And let me say this, brothers and sisters, I attended the Malcolm X Festival a few times, and it's an experience like no other. And I want to go to this brother right here because we got some history. We got a little bit of history together. Man. Yes, let's talk about it. We got Brother Arash in the studio.
Yes.
One of the great people behind the upcoming Malcolm X Festival 2023. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. I'm just happy to be here and you know.
Yes.
You know, we meeting again and talking again here. And I'm happy to see you here. You know, I've been up here with Derek Bozeman before and I've been up with Greg Street in the past.
Yes.
I'm just grateful to be here.
Yeah, and big shout outs to Derek Bozeman for connecting me to you. And this goes to show you, and we'll get into the Malcolm X Day Festival and so much more coming up, but big shout outs to Derek Bozeman, Too Much Truth. By the way, he's on from 4 to 7 p.m. weekdays on News and Talk 1380 WLK. He put me on to you because I was trying to do something very, very big in honor of the upcoming Malcolm X Day Festival kicking off. And shout out to Lil Bankhead. What up, Bankhead? Hey, big shout out to Lil Bankhead. Over at our sister station, V103, Mr. Talk to Me. Brother Arise and I, speaking of radio, me and Brother Arise, we go back, and this is it's almost like my first time actually sitting across from you and meeting you from the first time. So here's the story, ladies and gentlemen. I shared this story many a times on the Mental Space. For those that know, I've been in radio for 20 years. And I got my start at WRFG, Radio Free Georgia.
True indeed. Community radio station.
Now, talk to me about it, Brother Arise. Community radio, what does that mean? Community radio means you don't get paid.
It means you don't get paid. It's volunteer-based.
Yes.
But it's also open to the public like other radio stations cannot be.
Yeah.
So it's a point where, you know, you can go up there, you could volunteer, you could learn, you could get radio spots on, different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, WRFG is definitely an institution in the community. So enough respects go out to like Juanique Shabazz and the people over at WRFG, you know, just for the support and what they do in Little Five Points and around the community as well.
Right. And I would hear you on the radio every other Saturday. It was if it wasn't you, it was Jay Force.
Right.
So you all took turns every other Saturday and being a part of the program on WRFG at that time was Rough, Rugged, and Raw.
True indeed. You know,
and I was a part of the Casual Conversation team. And we had Ms. Dio on the Mental Space not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago. And I just remember the time where I was exposed to music, to a lot of diverse music that I wasn't used to listening to, whether it was on the radio or on another platform. And you all opened up the door for me to come in. Because I'm going to tell y'all something, ladies and gentlemen. Radio is a hard, hard business to get into.
True indeed.
It is a hard business to get into. But let's talk about your background. Because you got a lengthy background, by the way, too. I'm going to pull up your bio in just a moment. But you was there. What made you want to get into radio, first off?
Well, I went to Clark Atlanta University. I came down here from New Jersey, New York area. I went to Clark. One of the first people I met at Clark was Glenn Simmons. Rest in peace, Glenn Simmons.
Yes.
From WCLK. He had a reggae show on. And my background is Caribbean. So I came down here from New York, New Jersey. I was like, I don't hear any reggae on the radio. I don't hear any reggae. I need to get some reggae on the radio. And then, you know, New York being at the time that center of hip hop, it was only like when I came down to Atlanta, it was like Miami and Luke and all of these different types of Kilo Ali, different types of music that was here that we weren't hearing up there. So that was my first start in radio. It was from WCLK, Glenn Simmons, and then from there I wanted to volunteer. And then from that point it was about message music because I had some OGs who checked me on the radio one time for the type of music I was playing. You know, young people, you know, I'm 18, 19 years old coming from New York, so I'm playing all these different types of music that wasn't necessarily respectful of my listening audience, my broad listening audience. Mm-hmm. And so I had some OGs check me. So from that point, I started playing nothing but message music, music that we could have some type of message about that we could talk about. And then, you know, being that, you know, you're talking about mental health, the music addressed that. The music addressed a lot of the mental health issues that were going on in the community, from police brutality to misogyny to, you know, to poverty. You know, like we talked about all of these things that can cause mental health issues.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Because those mental health is really, really, really important. And a lot of people don't realize that you could be a car accident or a tragedy from having a mental health issue yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we're all fragile out here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We all been through a lot. So we have to be particular on the airwaves and what we use. That's why I sit here and you're talking about WRFG, but I'm proud to see you here because you're talking about mental space. Like when you said mental space and then I'm doing more research, I'm like, okay. Like I'm really proud. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you
for doing that. And
thank you.
A festival like the Malcolm X Festival goes right in line with all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because of the type of artist that's gonna be on stage and then the politics of the stage.
Yes. I can't wait to dive right into that. Of course, when we come back from the break, and you spoke about mental health. I want to talk about the mental health aspect because I read somewhere that you too are an advocate of mental health. I want to talk more about that when we come back from the break. And you also brought in another special guest that will also be at the Malcolm X Festival.
Well, she's part of it.
Yeah, your sister, of
M.
course.
Shaidi.
M. Shaidi. Also in the studio, Sister M. Shaidi. We're going to get to you in just a few moments as well. 404-726-1380. That's the new number, once again, to call in and talk to us. Tonight's topic is the legacy of Malcolm X, what it means to us, and also how identifying your ancestral roots can bring you peace. I'm going to talk about my story, Brother Arras, and the sister right here across the table from me. We're going to talk about our journey of finding peace and learning about our lineage, our ancestry. Ooh, it's going to get deep tonight.
It will.
Right here on the Mental Space, Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380 WLK.
What's happening, beautiful people? It's your boy Major, Mr. This is why I love love you. And we're rocking that Major Hope. I'm dealing Major Hope to the people. You're tapped into the mental space with Sean Garvey here on News Talk 1380 WAOK.
Happy Mental Health Month, National Mental Health Month, as we continue to celebrate it. News and Talk 1380 WLK. Mental health awareness, that's all we do here. Sean Garvey in the studio with some special guests. 404-726-1380 is the new telephone number to call in. Tonight's topic, we are talking about the legacy of Brother Malcolm X and how identifying your ancestral roots can bring you peace. Once again, the telephone number is 404-726-1380. Here with my brother, Araz Levy, and sister, Masha Edi. Did I say it right?
Mm-mm.
How did I say it right?
Just start with an M.
M.
M. Shahidi.
There we go.
M. Shahidi. Sister M. Shahidi in the studio. The organizers and the coordinator behind the upcoming Malcolm X Festival 2023 taking place at the West End Park, May 20th through May 21st. Back to Brother Araz, because you got a very extensive resume in front of you here. You know, Rastafarian, of course. You studied Rastafarian priesthood in July 23rd, 1990. What's the backstory behind that?
I mean, well, you know, I'm a Rasta man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I deal with Rastafari. When we talk about the backstory in terms of a lifestyle and a liberty and how you live, you know, just to keep this short, right? Mm-hmm. Rastafari people, they say it's a way of life, not necessarily a religion. You see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's like you wake up every day and you speak righteousness. You right. go to sleep every night and you've done righteousness for the day. You know, it's about a way of life. It's about how you live and how you eat and how you move and how you deal with people and different things like that. And really, for myself, it was able to help me maintain my mental health. You see what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of things that you may not really understand and you have certain questions and whatnot. And to me, it's whatever it takes for you to be the best person that you could possibly be. You see what I'm saying? Because even as a Rastafari man and a priest, right, I go into the prisons. And one of my mentors is a Muslim, Dr. Matulu Shakur, who is also... If people have been watching the Hulu special on Tupac and we talk Dear Mama, and we're seeing the mental health issues and struggles that he actually were going through at that time, right?
Yeah.
So in prison, when I go into the prison, and I'm a chaplain with inside the federal prison system, so with me going into the prison, I'm seeing a lot of these brothers who's doing time, who's doing all kind of time based on their mental health. They really needed help, not necessarily to be put in prison, but they needed some type of mental health help. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whether it's therapy, whether it's there's all different kind. Like now is different than when it than it was in the past.
Yeah.
You know, that stigma is there and different things like that. But when it comes to just who I am as a Rasta man, that's part of who I am. You know what I mean? When we deal with that. And, you know, that's a totally different thing. We could go deep into that.
No, I'm glad you said that because the conversations on mental health back in the day was so taboo. It was so taboo. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about it enough, you know. But we knew people, whether it was in our family or in our circle, we knew that there was something off about that person or something that stood out to us to tell us, like, this brother needs help or this sister needs help. Like, what can I do to help? And so now with more and more resources than ever before and even platforms like this, we're getting that opportunity to shed light on an issue, on a stigma that's been happening in our community for such a long time. And I'm glad to know that, you know, looking at your history here, you completed specialized training with the National Association of Mental Illness, by the way.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You know, because we all have mental illness in our family, right? So I had a family member who had mental illness, and I wanted to really to understand it better. I wanted to be able to help them as much as I can. And NAMI, National Association for Mental Illness, they have chapters all around. They have Atlanta, Auburn. They have chapters in Decatur. They have chapters out in Cobb County. And what NAMI was able to do was be able to give me the information that empowered me. So for the ones out there who are dealing with family members or who have mental illness help them have mental illness issues themselves, they can go to groups and organizations and to know that you're not by yourself. Because at one point I thought that nobody knew what I was going through or what my family member was going through. I thought I was alone until I was able to find groups of people who were actually dealing with the same thing. And so when we, you know, deal with mental illness, you know, just to bring it back full circle, that's why I have such a love for Malcolm, because his mother was put into a mental institution based off of all of the trauma that she had to live with as a woman in the South during that time and losing her husband to Klan violence and different things of that nature. Mm-hmm. See, the beautiful thing about Malcolm X is that he connects everyone. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He connects everyone, because even as a Rasta man, right, I could look at Malcolm and say, yo, Malcolm's father was a Garveyite. And Marcus Garvey was the one who said, look to Africa where a black king shall be crowned. And that's where Rasta people looked to Africa, and they looked to Ethiopia, and they saw Haile Selassie and Empress Menen.
Yeah.
You see? So when it's just with Malcolm, Malcolm is almost like that one that could connect every group, every organization. It could connect everybody, and we could look at his life and see how he evolved even during his life. Same thing with Pac that we was talking about in that special, Their Mama, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, celebrating 32 years of the Malcolm X Festival 2023, we're almost up against a break, but when we come back, we definitely want to start talking about Malcolm X, the man, the pillar of the community, one of the iconic civil rights leaders of all time, and what he meant to people of the African diaspora and just people in general. Whether you agree or disagree with his views, You can't say that he wasn't the voice. You can't say that. He was definitely a voice for so many people that were in a position at one point in time where they were oppressed, where they experienced social injustice. And he had a lot of followers. He had so many people following him, and he inspired people that are activists today. Not just only a handful, because there was so many of other activists that came before him and even during his time, Brother Al-Raz, but he inspired so many people to be activists themselves, to where now some of them are politicians, some of them are community leaders, you know, and everybody is just so, you know, grateful that you all are doing this Malcolm X Festival 2023 annual event this weekend. So I can't wait to talk more about it. We're going to talk about Malcolm X, what he meant to all of us, even from a mental health aspect. So let's talk about it when we come back. 404-892-2703. It's the Mental Space with Sean Garvey right here on News and Talk. Oh, did I give the old number? See, man, look, listen, I got so many papers here in front of me, I'm all over the place. 404-726-1380. Go ahead and delete that old number out of your phone right now. Delete that old phone number out of your phone, just like deleting your ex number out of your phone. Go ahead and delete that old phone number out of your phone. 404-726-1380 is the Mental Space with Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380, WLK. That was an excerpt from the X himself, Malcolm X, The Ballot and the Bullet. We are celebrating 32 years. Malcolm X Festival 2023 is taking place at West End Park this weekend, Malcolm X Park this weekend. And we are talking about the legacy, the first half of the show, The Mental Space with Sean Garvey. We are talking about the legacy of Malcolm X, what he means to us. 404-726-1380 is the telephone number. Brother Araz and Sister M. Shahidi in the studio. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about what Malcolm X meant to all of us. So, true story, okay? I did not know much about Malcolm X until I went to college. In grade school, from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade to senior year, we were only educated on the other pillars of the community, the other trailblazers in our African-American history, the Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, Sojourner Truth, many others, but not so much on Malcolm X. And, you know, we all know that a movie was made, Malcolm X, played by Denzel Washington, right? And then even before that was the autobiography of Malcolm X, a book that I now own, by the way. So I'm going to go over to you, Araz, and Sister M. Shahidi. I want you to answer this question also. Why do you think, in your opinion, in your perspective, why do you think Malcolm X is not taught in a lot of schools or at an early age? Why do you think so? M. Okay. Sister M going to speak first.
I think that there are a lot of reasons, but the real reason, in my opinion, is that his name is synonymous with fear, and his name is synonymous with a level of violence that was strategically the message put out there by people who weren't his people. Folks who followed Malcolm knew Malcolm, followed Malcolm even when he departed from the nation, knew what Malcolm was about. They knew that he cared about his people. They knew that he loved his people. But other folks who had a more passive message, other people who were really afraid of doing and stepping out into the world the way that he was encouraging, found a problem with that. And so the clear answer is fear. But that's why we have African-centered schools, right? We got schools. Yeah. Like we are teaching our babies. And I'm an educator as well. Okay. I've stepped out of the school, but I've intentionally only worked in African-centered education. Mm-hmm. So African-centered preschools and grade schools, where we talk about not only Malcolm, we talk about Queen Mother Moore, we talk about Marcus Garvey, we talk about Assata Shakur, we talk about Nahanda Abiodun, we talk about all of these people. I feel you. I didn't know anything about most of the freedom fighters that I learned about until college. Shout out to Dr. Akinyele Umoja, who was one of my teachers. Shout out to Mukungu Akinyele. Shout out to Baba Kwame, who are all teachers and professors at Georgia State University. But they are also all founding members of the Malcolm X grassroots movement. Yeah. And they have been doing this festival for the past 32 years. So I know why we don't hear about most of these folks in school. It's the same reason that people are trying to ban CRT. Or, you know, it's the same reason that people are trying to take the books out of schools that they feel threatened by. Take books out of schools written by folks who look like us, that make a lot of sense to us, but some people see as divisive.
And that is one, sister, that is one heck of an explanation right there, right? Because the narrative has always been, well, Malcolm X was a radicalist. He was radical. His views did not meet with the kind of views that we had back then, right? But there were so many people out of that civil rights movement at the time that had different views, different ideologies and stuff. And Malcolm X, just like the clip that my producer Simone just played, you know, my views are my views. Other people's views are their views. But the end goal is to get people to come together, right? Is that what it is, the end game, to get people to come together regardless of what your views are? Your religion could be Christianity, your religion could be Jehovah's Witness or whatever your belief system is. So what are some other things, Aras, Brother Aras and Sister M. Shaidia, you know, you can answer this question also. But, like, what are some other things that Malcolm X wanted to do just based off of the study and the research? What are the other things that Malcolm X wanted to do for his people, for his community, that we didn't get a chance to see?
Well, the thing is that if you really watch Malcolm and how he evolved, mm-hmm. could you imagine what he would have turned into? Because remember, he went to, he did his pilgrimage, and that was profound on him, and it changed his viewpoints in terms of looking at people more so for their character as opposed to just the color of their skin. Now, we could really target one group and say, okay, you know, you guys as a whole, y'all have done a lot of damage and a lot of wicked all over the world and all over this earth. But then when you start dealing with people individually, we have to start looking at certain individuals in our communities that are not doing right. You see what I'm saying? And we have to single out that individual, not necessarily the whole race. And that's what Malcolm was able, like the fact that he was able to go to Mecca and to pray with somebody that had blonde hair and blue eyes and be able to call that person his brother because they were united in faith. We all don't necessarily, like, we have a lot of choices, but we don't choose our complexion and our melanin and our skin. And I'm, don't get me wrong now, I'm happy I have melanin. I'm so grateful.
I think we all are.
I think everybody
in the studio is happy. Right.
I'm so grateful.
Look, it's dangerous, but it's lit over here.
True indeed. Right. True indeed. I'm really glad you said that because that also goes right back to our mental health. You know what I mean? Like, we're such a celebrated people and we're such a good people and we're not like that. But yeah, it is dangerous for black men to walk this earth. And not necessarily this earth. It's dangerous for black men to walk in America, certain places in America. Sometimes we do have to have certain talks with our children that other people don't have to have with their children. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's because of what M. Shai is saying. Yeah, we are lit. At the same time, it's dangerous. But at the same time, we could also give you the tools and the resources that you need at a festival like the Malcolm X Festival. Because you can see a lot of people who are like-minded. Let me tell you, that festival is the one festival that was the only time I used to let my child kind of run a little bit free where my eyes wasn't on her all the time because the community was there in such a thick force and they had so many mamas and so many babas that was there to basically watch the children and come together. Like, if you get a chance to look at some YouTube clips of past festivals, I'm telling you, this is where you want to be.
Yeah.
This is where you want to be.
Yes. This coming May 20th, Saturday and Sunday, two-day event celebrating 32 years Malcolm X Festival 2023. When we come back, we're going to talk about the lineup of people that you have. And we're going to also talk about how this event came about. You know, we got to talk about the origin story of how this Malcolm X Festival 2023 all came about and why it has been such a very, in my eyes, a historic event in the ATL for years and years and years, you know. So we're going to talk about that and more. 404-726-1380, 404-726-1380 is the telephone number. We're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for news. It's the Mental Space, Sean Garvey. Tonight's topic, the legacy of Malcolm X.
That's right.
And how identifying your ancestral roots can help you bring peace. It's the Mental Space, Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380, WAOK. Welcome back to the Mental Space, Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380, WAOK, WAOK.com, and on your Odyssey app, just look for News and Talk 1380, WAOK. It is Sean Garvey hanging out with you between now and 9 p.m. Don't forget to tell Alexa, play News and Talk 1380, WAOK. If you're just now tuning in, we are talking to the great people behind the upcoming Malcolm X Festival 2023, kicking off at West End Park, Malcolm X Park in the West End. And it's a two-day weekend event, May 20th through May 21st. I still got my brother from another mother, Brother Iroz, in the studio, and I got my sister in the studio, our sister in the studio, Mshai D, in the studio with us talking about this great upcoming event. And I want to know, now that we're getting into it, the Malcolm X Festival 2023, how did this all came about? For those that may not know, how did this all come about?
Well, it started with a group of Malcolm X grassroots movement members 32 years ago. Baba Kwame, Aminata Omoja, Baba Onaji, Baba AK, they wanted to celebrate Malcolm's birthday with the community. They made a mass exodus, most of them from the West Coast. You know, back in the day, it was kind of lit to own a house in Georgia because it was cheap, right? So a bunch of them came from the West Coast. They moved to Atlanta, and they wanted to bring MXGM to Atlanta and wanted to really have our hub here as Malcolm X Grassroots Movement. And I don't know what the conversation was 32 years ago, but I do know that they said, you know, we should celebrate Malcolm's birthday every year on this weekend. Malcolm X's birthday is May 19th, 1925. Yes. So that's his birthday. So we always celebrate his birthday weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. And 19th, the event, I think, to me, has already started on May 19th. Everybody getting ready. And, you know, this is the type of event where so many people come out from different states, different countries, not just only in Atlanta, not just only in Georgia. Mm-hmm. But all over the world.
Yeah. It's a good thing. It's a good time. You coming?
Oh, you know for sure.
Okay, I'm just saying. Y'all coming? I'm just saying. Yeah. Don't miss out. You got 2 days.
Yeah, only 2 days. Only 2 days at this event. And it's a family-oriented event, by the way, too. I see a lot of married couples there. I see a lot of family, a lot of kids there.
And a lot of single people looking to get married. Baby, listen.
Look, let me tell you something.
Listen.
Let me tell you. That was one of the reasons why I showed up for the 2-day event last year.
Some beautiful humans walking around the Malcolm X Festival. I'm just saying.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people.
Check the video.
Check the video. It's the videos. They're online. They're online. But let's talk about that because it's a family-oriented space, right? Family, married couples, and like you said, even single people that are out there looking for their future husband, looking for their future wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go out there, and my cousin, shout-outs to Teron, I hope you're listening, he goes out there every year, right? Him and his wife, Tony. When I go out there, it's like an environment where nothing doesn't go wrong out there. Like the years that I have heard about this event, there's no questionable stuff going on, no fights, no shootings and stuff like that. It's like some of the events that we're used to hearing in the news about, oh, this happened at this event and this happened at this club. But it's not like that at the Malcolm X Festival.
Well, we've been blessed.
We are. You know what I mean? What do we call it, Iroz? What do people call the festival?
What, family reunion?
Family reunion.
So it's like a family reunion, family affair reunion. Type of event.
Yeah. Yeah. And but then even with that, we do have security out there.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Iroz is like, let me make sure I tell y'all.
because we really have to understand that there's people who come into our community that know that we have these things going on.
Yeah.
And they will come in try to disrupt. And they will come in looking like us. Or sometimes you know how we do as Black people and Africans, we're so welcoming to everybody. We'll welcome somebody that doesn't look like us who has bad intentions. Right. That's what happened in South Carolina when they let that that murderer into the church. Mm. So, yes, so everybody's welcome, but yes, we're still watching everybody. Malcolm was about that security.
Absolutely.
He was.
By any means necessary, we're going to protect our people and protect our babies.
We have a strong, secured foundation. It's only a few of us that makes the Malcolm X Festival happen every year, but please believe we have checked all the boxes. We got people walking around praying. We got people who say prayers and libations at the top of it to make sure that we are safe, that the 2 days flow smoothly, Even if we get a, I'm not going to say that, a little bit of rain. Even if we get a little bit of rain, it'll pass on by and we'll move on. We have a strong structured foundation. And that's why they call it the family reunion. And that's why it feels safe. Because there's so much love at the park.
True.
It's hard to experience anything else.
And it is safe because we're going to make sure it's safe.
Every year.
There you go.
Every year.
We're going to make sure it's safe. We're going to make sure everybody be able to get to their car. Nobody's accosted.
That's right.
All the babies are safe.
If
the parents get lost, the babies come to the
That's
stage.
Right.
And they'll
come to me or somebody else.
Right. And we'll find their lost parent.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And make
sure that everybody gets home safe and everybody's all right.
You heard it. They're going to make sure that it's a safe environment. Safe environment for people to come out and enjoy live entertainment, poetry.
All of that.
Even some networking. You know, it's also a space for networking. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's keep it a bag. Let's keep it a thousand. Mm-hmm. You know, it's also an event where you come out and you network with people. I know I was doing a little bit of that last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, there are vendors.
Mm-hmm. The vendors. There's certain things that I regret not buying because I never saw it again.
Ooh.
I only saw it at the festival.
You too?
That time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was like, man, I should have got that because I never saw it again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I really give thanks. And I really give thanks for the artists because, see, all of the artists are donating their talent to the Malcolm X Festival because the Malcolm X Festival is raising money for
Dr. Mutulu Shakur and other political prisoners. Kamal Siddiqui, Point Dester. We are raising money for people who are still behind the walls simply for fighting on behalf of Black people.
Right.
Doing it for a great cause.
And then also there's the camp.
My gosh, thank you. And Camp Pumziko, which is our sleepaway camp that we have every year.
Yeah.
Made up of our members of the New African Scouts. So we're looking for a $40,000 goal. So even if you can't come to support the festival, you can go to our website, MalcolmXFestival.com, to support us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also even check out some of the highlights, even pictures of the event.
Videos.
So, you know, you can see before you go. And everybody just looks like they're having a great time.
Well,
they are.
And that's why so many people is going to make sure that they come out.
Mm-hmm.
The artists that we have this year.
Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal artists. And the one thing about the artists that I always like to do, I like to make sure that the artists are serious artists. You know, and when I say serious, meaning that they're really trying to eat off of their music and they're really trying to live off of their music. They're not necessarily just saying, hey, I could sing, or, you know, I sang at the family reunion.
Mm.
Meaning that they have a bio, they have merchandise to sell. They have performances already on YouTube. They have videos, all of these things. All of these artists, from Philippia to Musiki Scales, Roz Kofi the Farmer, Teresa Song, the Songbird, Malcolm Jamal Warner, and Dashiell.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. You just said somebody's name.
I said somebody's name.
You just said somebody's name. This one particular person will be there.
Yes.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yes.
Man, I just saw this man perform that Passion and Poetry a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts to Joyce Littell.
How was it?
It was amazing. It was incredible. But he's going to do a little something on the stage on Malcolm X Festival 2023, and including a great lineup of people. And it doesn't stop there. When we come back from the break,
true,
we got more people that's going to be performing at the Malcolm X Festival 2023. Big shouts to Four Eyes.
Four Eyes. I think Four Eyes is like the best rapper.
Ooh.
I mean, really, like, there's not a lot of people that could really touch him. And I'm saying that on 1380 Live. Four Eyes. Enough respect.
We're going to see if we can try and find a clean version of Four Eyes and play it on the radio. We're going to try. We'll be right back.
He's going to be clean on the Malcolm X Festival stage, though.
Because we got the babies.
We got the babies and the elders out there, right?
All right. This News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We'll be right back. Oh, you know, we got to come back into the show with this right here. Yes, indeed. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the mental space. With Sean Garvey celebrating National Mental Health Month, 404-892-2703. In the tradition of Malcolm X. We're celebrating 32 years. Malcolm X Festival 2023 is taking place at the West End Park, Malcolm X Park, Saturday, May 20th, and Sunday, May 21st, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. So this is going to kick off in the daytime into the evening time. This is not a four-hour event. This is not a three-hour event. But this is almost an all-day event, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., so you got time to make it out there. We still have our guests in the studio. Brother Aras, my
yes,
brother
sir.
From another mother, and Sister M. Shaidi in the studio, the organizers and the coordinator of the Malcolm X Festival 2023. Let's go over to the phone lines at 404-726-1380 and speak to Brother Todd. Brother Todd, what's going on?
Sean Garvey, Aras. And I don't want to mispronounce your name, Miss
M. Shaidi.
M. Shaidi. Mm-hmm. I know who you are because I took a picture with you once.
Okay.
I've been to the festival 9 times. 2 times I just went to go get food. The food's pretty good there. And I have some questions after these comments. What I always liked about the festival is that security conducted themselves the way that most. A lot of people can get lessons on how the security conducts themselves at that festival. They're very alert, they're clearly prepared, and they're engaging so that they mingle in with the crowd and welcoming very well at the same time of being alert. It's the way security should be run. And I've always felt, and this is not an exaggeration, that is a cozy, underrated festival. It's cozy. That's what it felt like every time I came. Just... It was an easy place to learn. It was an easy place to soak up that people were there to become friendly amongst one another. And it was an easy place to make some decisions on how you would want to govern your life better as a result of being at the festival. And the best one was the one that was the spring after the million. I went to the Million Man March in 95, and that was in October, of course. But that spring, again, that was the better festival for me. I haven't been in a while, but I had never had a bad experience there. I've never had a mediocre experience there. And I repeat, the food is good. So my question is this. Is there a particular reason why you guys don't emphasize it being his name upon his passing, his actual name, that his children and his wife have, Shabazz? Is there a particular reason why you don't emphasize that?
You know, I don't fully know the answer to that question. But what I can say is that the festival is put on every year by the Malcolm X grassroots movement. And so I think that because most people just generally know him as Malcolm X, it's easier to, and I don't know, it kind of rolls off the tongue a little easier to call it the Malcolm X Festival as opposed to the El Hajj Malik El Shabazz Festival.
But at the same time, they still get that education once they come.
When they get, yeah, absolutely. We talk about him. We talk about his name, where he comes from. We give trivia questions so that people can walk away learning a little bit more about our shining prince.
Sure do. I brought some kids with me once the year that I turned 30, and they were like, "Why are they calling him Shabazz? His name is Malcolm X." And then it was that lesson of how he changed his name and why and what it meant to him and his family at large that got them engaged in reading about him. But had they not been at that festival, they probably wouldn't have learned it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what festivals. Similar to this, but particularly this one, or four. So, what is? I heard you say you're trying to put together $40,000. What other long range financial ambitions do you have for this very good festival? And can I make one more comment after you answer that? Go ahead.
Sure.
Sure thing. So the $40,000 is for Camp Pumziko. We send young people from all over the country. Where we have new African scouts, we send them to camp for a week, the sleepaway camp for a week. It's in Georgia. It's fantastic. They learn they learn survival skills. They learn how to prepare their meals in the kitchen, but also over a fire. They learn how to make fires. They learn how to make flotation devices if they were out in the wilderness. They learn how to shoot a bow and arrow. And they have a lot of fun, too. They go swimming. They ride horses. But all in the name of Black love and Black love and liberation. So that's one of the things. And we are constantly, because MXGM, Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, we work on behalf of our people. We are constantly raising money for our political prisoners. We currently have a Free Them All campaign, where we are trying to liberate the rest of our elders who are still behind the walls because they should have been freed a long time ago.
And also, Malcolm X Grassroots Movement is also affiliated with Quilombo Pan-African School. So, you know, when you talk about raising money and raising money for schools and especially educating our youth, this is ongoing and constant. We have to continually raise money. We have it because we spend it on other things that don't serve us. But this Malcolm X Festival, this serves us. And the beautiful part about it is that you see the black dollar. You see our money going around, passing from hand to hand in our own community. And when you talk about buy black and you talk about us supporting each other, this is where you can do that. This is where you can go and you can support a young child that may have made some arts and crafts, but very talented, or paintings, or somebody who sews clothes or makes clothes, or any independent business. But then especially if you're ready for that African garb and you want to get your African garb, they have a lot of that out there too. And they have a lot of T-shirts and all different kind of things. Even the T-shirt that I have on now, for the people online who could possibly see it, but it talks about never give up on our youth. And it shows Malcolm with his mugshot from when he was going to prison. Then they show Malcolm, the Malcolm X that we know.
Yeah.
So they showing red, right? And then they showing Malcolm X.
Yeah.
So they showing the two, they showing like, so, you know, we don't give up on our children. We don't give up on our youth. So when it comes to that money and it comes to what we're going to do with the money and those things like that, It's going to all the right places and the places where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the final question. I want to explain why I'm giving it to you, though. Sean hears me say this a lot. I talk about the importance of civic engagement, and civics, by definition, is the study of the rights and privileges of the citizen. This festival helps teach civic engagement, and you were talking about that to some degree about the political prisoners that you support being released. Can you talk a little bit more about some other things that are directly related to that definition of civic engagement, of which your festival has multiple pursuits?
Yeah, absolutely. We have, in addition to pouring our love and energy into young people and political prisoners, we also pour a lot of love into making sure everyone feels included. Regardless of their age, race, religion, gender, or what have you. We also do survival classes. We recently had a workshop that was a go bag workshop where we just taught people how to make go bags in case of an emergency and the key things that you're supposed to put in these bags. And so our focus is always the community, who we are, how we move, how we love, how we can support each other, how we can take care of each other, and knowing that we must do that as a unit. There is no room for us to move with individualistic mindsets.
All right. Appreciate it, Todd. Thank you so much. 404-726-1380. I want to come behind Todd, and he mentioned the term underrated. It's a very great family-oriented environment event, but it's underrated. And it goes back to what I messaged or what I convey earlier in the program that, you know, I did not know much about Malcolm X coming up in school until I went to college. And the platform that we have here, 1380 WLK, and what you all are doing is doing justice to those that may not have the knowledge, right? May not have the knowledge of who Malcolm X really is. Mm-hmm. And the more I see you all keep doing it every single year, you're only bringing in new people. You're only bringing in people that don't know the history or don't know the philosophy or the person behind Malcolm X because of whether we've been misinformed or not informed or not educated behind the legacy of Malcolm X. So if events like this is underrated, it's only because those people or certain people do not know who this man really is. And if they know who he is, they just been fed the negative narrative from whether it's certain parts of the media or other people. But if you come out to this event, if you've never been to not one Malcolm X event, if you come out to this event, it would change your whole mindset. It'd change your whole view of Malcolm X and the visionary and what he stood for. 404-726-1380. When we come back, we're going to play another clip of Malcolm X. And the clip that my producer Simone is going to get into, it's going to talk about how identifying your ancestral roots can bring you peace. It's one thing he said in his last speech that really, really stood out to me. We're going to come back and play that. It's The Mental Space with Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380 WLK.
What's up, everybody? This is Grammy-nominated Creative Loafing People Choice Spoken Word Artist of the Year, Queen Sheba, and it is my honor to be on The Mental Space with Sean Garvey on WAOK.
So you know what time it is. It is Simone's choice, not Sean's choice. Simone's choice on WLK. Sister M. Shaidi, it seems like you're familiar with this song here that my producer
Simone plays. I'm a fan.
You're a fan.
Can you tell?
Okay. Okay. This is my first time, but when I heard that come in, I was like, oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So Simone doesn't usually talk on the mic. Does anybody want to, whether you, Brother Araz, or Sister M. Shaidi, do you all want to let the people know what we just got through listening to?
I guess I'll go.
Yeah, just go. she doesn't open her mind. Just go.
That was Try Jesus by our good brother, Toby Nwenge.
Okay.
Nwenge. I feel like I always say his name the wrong way. that's
a lot of applause.
My favorite lyrics is Try Jesus, please don't try me, because I fight. And it's so simple. It's so simple. But yes, it hits home. Don't try me.
Okay. Well, you know, this is The Mental Space.
Ashayo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fighting doesn't always mean physically. It can mean I can go to my prayer altar. It can mean, that's right, Ashay. We fight spiritually. It means I can smudge myself and pray for calmness. It also means I can call Pookie and them.
So it can mean many different things, various things.
It means try Jesus, try me.
Okay. I got it. All right. Brother Alvarez, you got anything to follow up behind that? Or
I mean, you know, like when you talk about fighting spiritually,
yeah,
there's all different kind of ways to fight. And one of the things that you had asked the question about, you know, ancestors, right? And the thing about it is that, my ancestors got me. They got my back.
Yeah.
Through all of the trials and tribulations I've been through, I feel my ancestors from my grandmother, you know, to Marcus Garvey, to Malcolm X, all these ancestors that have been through all these tribulations, and they want to make sure that they guide us through this.
Yeah.
And some people, they may not feel like ancestors or whatever, or sometimes they may be too numb to all of the trauma that they're dealing with to even really see them. Or they may not be used to them, and they learn and they've been taught to be scared of them.
Yeah.
To be scared of your ancestors when they speak to you and you hear that voice, you know?
I have a sweatshirt. Have you ever seen me wear it? Where it says, all my ancestors through hands. And I love to wear it everywhere I go.
Hey.
You know.
Right.
Hey.
Because I always say it was praying hands, it was cooking hands, it was loving hands, it was sewing hands, it was spiritual hands, and it was like scrapping hands. It was all the hands. Just like, you know, I want to raise really quickly for your mental health month.
Yeah.
Thank you for raising Mama Louise Little, who gave birth to a bunch of beautiful children. But even with all of her mental health issues, I'm sure she didn't know that she was giving birth and raising one of the key people in our movement in history. To go through all that she went through, and still be committed to a hospital and still give birth to such greatness, just lets me know furthermore that, you know, you could try Jesus, but all my ancestors through hands.
All right. Yeah. We walk in the spirit of our ancestors each and every day. I love it. Let's go to the comments here. We got people checking us out on 1380 WAOK on IG at 1380 WAOK on Facebook, as well as on Instagram, 1380 WAOK. Phillip says the vibe at Malcolm X Day is representative of the essence of our people. That's why it's always peaceful. He also goes on to say, and get this, this is going to blow you all's minds. I named my second son Malcolm. Call him Professor X.
Mm.
Wow.
All right.
Shout out. That's really dope.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's the energy that you're going to get from the Malcolm X Festival 2023 this weekend, May 20th, May 21st.
True indeed.
Saturday and Sunday.
And I want to tell you just about the other artist that's on it. We talked about Four Eyes.
Yes.
Right? But there's also this artist called Papa Ellis. He's a reggae artist, and he's going to be also performing. We have Divine Wiz, who just put out an album. You know what I mean? She's also going to be performing. America Sutton is going to be there with her band. Ishmael I going to be representing Rastafari community and singing music, as well as we got King DJ Apache and King Sanjata. Hey, the DJs, the music, the energy, the food, the people,
yes,
the family reunion energy and vibe. I love the fact that if I want to be to myself, I could be to myself over it. And on the side and still have space. You know, some people may not like a lot of crowds.
Yeah.
Some people don't like people right up on them.
Yeah.
But it's so spread out because it's in the park.
Yeah.
And it's so spread out. So make sure you come in and in the performances and everything. Everything starts at 12 noon. And my sister here, she hosted last year, and she's hosting again this year. It's gonna be phenomenal.
Yes. I love it.
Shout out to my co-hosts, Zakia and Asada. I'll have some help on stage, so I appreciate y'all. And big shout out to Ife Jai. She normally hosts for us, but she wasn't able to do it this year. But shout out to my good sis.
And you know, I'm the type of person that doesn't like to be in a big crowded environment. I don't like big crowds. Mm-hmm. You know, I like small crowds, right? But this is worth going because it attracts a lot of people. It's a very big crowd. When I went there last year for the Saturday and Sunday, I was like, wow, it's so many people. I know I'm not going to be able to meet and greet everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I did meet some great people, though, while I was out there. Shout outs to, I saw a few familiar faces that were out there as well, too. Shout outs to Wola. Wola was on the Mental Space last year, and she played the flute. On WLK, she played the flute. You know, we did a show on music and mental health. This was last year. And she played the flute live on the Mental Space. But guess where I met her at? I met her at the Malcolm X Day Festival last year.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. And that's the thing. We have so many artists that want to come up. Like artists, you know, a lot of those artists carry their instruments with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Just in case.
And sometimes they come up and they want to get on stage, and sometimes we're able to do it and sometimes we're not, you know. But at the same time, we try to make sure that the artists really know that we are supporting them and that we want to give them time and shine to be able to produce their art and be able to do what it is that they need to do. But they all are donating their talent to the cause, and that's the beautiful thing about it. So myself as an organizer, M. Shaida as an organizer, the OGs, the artists, the people who are dealing with the vending, everybody's donating their time for political prisoners and to make sure that we could send some kids to camp and we could have African-centered schools. And enough shouts out go out to Davis Bozeman Law Firm as well, who always supports and always supports Amawuli, you know, is always supporting. He hosts shows up here. You know, Atlanta is a major city, but we're also very tight. We're small. We all know each other. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really, I want to say it's 3 degrees of separation here in Atlanta.
It is. It is. Like I said, you're going to see so many people you haven't seen in a long time, or you may have saw them yesterday, and then today you at the Malcolm X Day Festival. Like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. So we only got a little bit of time left here on the Mental Space, 404-726-1380. I want to get into this last clip when we come back from the break, and it happens to be the final speech that Malcolm X made before his transition, and I want to play an excerpt from the clip that talks about Africa, ancestry. Mm-hmm. I know we didn't spend too much time talking about it, but this is what the brother, the great brother Malcolm X, also stood for. Going back to your original homeland, your native homeland, Africa, and why it is very important. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break, and more information on the Malcolm X Festival 2023. It's the Mental Space with Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380, WAOK. All right, so listen. Shout out to Dead Prez, by the way. Stickman, M1, met them at the Malcolm X Festival. Big shout out to Dead Prez. More reasons to come out to the Malcolm X Festival 2023, May 20th, Saturday, May 21st. That's on a Sunday, 2-day weekend event. Brother Araz and Sister M. Shai D, she might help a brother out.
Yes, right.
This Saturday. I am going to be at the Saturday one. I'm not going to be able to come out on Sunday, but I definitely will be at the Saturday one. I'm on a quest. I'm on a quest to find me a wife. I am trying to find my queen to be, like they said, in Coming to America. Mm-hmm.
That's a very good place to look.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Why'd you drop the mic? I know you're going to be somewhere else, though, Simone. I did say offline that I was going to throw shade to the other event, but I'm not going to do that on the air. Let's just say that the event that Simone is going to go to is the complete opposite from the Malcolm X Day. It is the complete opposite. What's because that? They're not going to find themselves a husband and a wife. They're going to have a conversation. They're going to have a conversation, and I have a feeling they're going to bring some names up whose first name starts with the letter E. Bunny. I have a feeling they're going to bring Ebony's name up. You know who I'm talking about? They're going to bring her name up. They're going to bring her name up at this event that Simone is going to.
Mm.
I'm not going to say her full name.
Y'all know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
We were going to talk about
their personal business.
Yeah,
but that's why I didn't want to really. Because it's not the show for that. It's not for the event for that. But we'll talk offline about that. Before we get into the clip, System M. Shai D, she's going to help a brother out trying to find a wife.
That's right. I'm going to bring you on stage.
Okay.
Let everybody know all of your wonderful attributes.
Absolutely.
That's right.
You know, I got to represent.
Don't do it.
Now, Brother Alvarez.
Don't listen to him.
Don't come on stage.
Don't listen to him, brother. Come do it. Do it. No. It's okay.
Brother Alvarez has he objects.
I'm saying it's going to be one of those days, though, where I think you're going to be so preoccupied, you're not even going to be thinking about going on stage. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're going to come on and say hey to the people. WAOK.
I want to do you that. I want to say, hey, WAOK, you know, I want to represent on behalf of WAOK.
True indeed. And the mental space.
And the mental space, right. And just let people know that, hey, we have a platform. If you or someone you know needs some healing or need somebody to talk to, you know, we're here.
True indeed.
WAOK. And being that, you know, our tagline here is the voice of the community, right? Mm-hmm. We are the community. We are part of the community. We do great things in the community. And, you know, we just want to be a part of this great celebration, Malcolm X Festival 2023. Before we end the show, I'm going to have my Simone pull up a clip. It's the final speech that Malcolm X made. And something he said that stood out to me where I can definitely relate to what he was saying. So let's go ahead and play the clip.
I just have one up. Why should the black man in America concern himself since he's been away from the African continent for 400 years, 300 or 400 years? Why should we concern ourselves? What impact does what happened to them have upon us? Number one, first you have to realize that up until 1956, 1859, Africa was dominated by the colonial powers, and by the colonial powers of Europe having complete control over Africa, they projected the image of Africa negatively. They projected Africa always in a negative light. Jungles, savages, cannibals, nothing civilized. And well, then naturally, it was so negative until it was negative to you and me. And you and I began to hate it. We didn't want anybody to tell us anything about Africa, and much less call us an African. And in hating Africa and hating the African, we ended up even hating ourselves without even realizing. Because you can't hate the roots of a tree and not hate the tree. You can't hate your origin and not end up hating yourself. You can't hate Africa and not hate yourself. And you show me one of these people over here who have been thoroughly brainwashed, who has a negative attitude toward Africa, and I'll show you one that has a negative attitude toward himself. You can't have a...
Very powerful words from the great Malcolm X. As a kid, and as we continue to talk about mental health, as a kid, it would make me depressed whenever I see commercials at this particular point in time in my life where I see commercials of black babies, African babies, in these underprivileged areas of Africa and how they use the commercials to say, you know, you can donate a child as little as 15 cents a day, you know. And also hearing the negative narratives of Africa. And it would make me so depressed. It would put me in that mind state and my mindset that, you know what, I don't want to go and see Africa. I know my ancestry traces to Africa, but I don't want to go there because of the negative images that I've seen of Africa. And when you said about Malcolm X going to the Mecca, mm-hmm. in Africa, and what he learned and what he took with him coming back to America, it just changed his whole mindset also too. It changed his view on things. And so fast forward today, and I'm glad that I'm seeing people using various platforms to show other people, hey, whatever negative stigma or images that you saw in Africa, that's just a misconception of our continent. We have so much more to offer in Africa. So what are your thoughts? And we're running a little bit out of time, but what are your thoughts on, you know, the traumatization of people seeing and getting that type of narrative that Africa is this place where, you know, it's a lot of poor people and wars and genocides and apartheid and all that other stuff. But you have people of that diaspora that are also showing the beauty of what Africa is. Let's say you.
Well, what it is that we've been programmed. You see what I'm saying? So we have to forgive ourselves, you know, for certain visions. And when we call somebody's another child, when we was a child, we called somebody an African booty scratcher or something like that. We have to forgive ourselves for that because we've been programmed. But the beautiful part about it is with the advent of technology and being able to have the internet and other avenues where we could put out our own information and also seek other information, we could see the beauty of Africa. We could see the beauty of our people and not just see the negative images that 90% of this commercial radio and commercial television and whatnot is going to show nothing but the negative. So, you know, we've been programmed, and that's what that was about. You know, but there's nothing wrong with being African because we are African. Because when we look at ourselves, we see Africa, right? But then remember what they showed us as Africa, because I came up, I was born in 71. So I know what those Tarzan movies and all of those movies did from there. I know what them cartoons did to us and our psyche and what we went out and how come we don't want to be dark skinned and nobody wants to be in the sun and all the bleaching cream and all these other things and straightening your hair and all these other things that we've done because of what we've always been told. That goes back to Al Jolson and blackface and all of these different things because nobody wanted to be African. But now everybody wants to be African. Afrobeat is the world music right now that's taking everything by storm. Ghana is the spot. I was there 2 years ago. I heard Chance the Rapper just had a big major concert there. They have I think it's Afropunk or something going on there. You go from the West Coast of Africa to the East Coast of Africa. It's the richest continent on the face of the earth. That's where our gold, our diamonds, our oil, our cell phones wouldn't work if it wasn't for Africa. We wouldn't be able to drive cars, the rubber tires, all of that stuff if it wasn't for Africa. So, you know, the beautiful part about it is that other people see the value in Africa. We have to see the value in Africa ourselves, and we have to go home. They want us to go home. They want us to come home. They want us to come home. But when I went to Africa, I saw a lot of Europeans vacationing in Africa. It's almost like it's a secret. Don't tell nobody. This is where we go for vacation. So I saw that when I went to Senegal. I saw that when I went to Gambia. I also saw that when I went to Ghana. But the value is that these are African countries with melanated people that's running the government, and we can go there. It's our home. It's our home. Don't be afraid to go home. It's a plane ride. It's really not that deep and not that mystical when you really look into it. It's 7 hours from New York. You'll be in the coast of Africa. People travel long. People go to Australia. They're on a plane longer than that. But we could be home in Africa in 7 hours. We could hit the coast of Africa. And Africa is a continent. There's so many places that we could go on the continent of Africa. So, you know, we are Africans. And we are Africans here that had a certain lifestyle and certain mental health issues. But we could go there and we could get that help. When I went to the slave castles, that was some spiritual and mystical stuff. I didn't think I was going to feel it in my soul like that, feel it through my body, but I felt it.
Oh, just like that one scene or that one episode in Snowfall recently.
Right. It could be Snowfall. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we're running out of time, and I wish you guys could stay longer, but the people that are listening right now, this is one of the reasons why you got to come out. You got to come out this Saturday and Sunday, May 20th through May 21st, Malcolm X Festival 2023. It's just like coming to Africa. It's just like going to Africa.
It's, you know, people, after Wakanda, people started calling it Wakanda.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? but we've been rocking like that for 32 years.
Yeah. Yeah, before there was even a Black Panther on the major film screen.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've been rocking like that for 32 years. And Atlanta, unless you leave Atlanta, you don't realize what a blessing we have here. I'm trying to tell you, from somebody who was not born here, I did not want to leave here, and you cannot pay me enough to go back up to New York. Just straight up. It's cold. Yo, we paying $2,200 for a studio apartment.
Ooh.
Nah, son.
Hey, man, look, in a few years, it's probably going to be $2,200 price apartments down here in Atlanta.
You better get down here.
Yeah,
that gentrification.
Absolutely. So for more information, vending and more, how can people find out more information? And it's also free to the public, by the way. No charge.
Free
no
to
charge.
The public.
No charge.
Walk right up.
We recommend you take MARTA or do ride shares to get there, because parking is limited, but you can find street parking. It is free. It's open to the public. Please come party with us this weekend, May 20th and 21st at West End Park. 12 to 8, both days.
And you could go to the website.
MalcolmXFestival.com.
Yep.
MalcolmXFestival.com. And if you, like Brother Aras, you're not from here, you're not familiar with West End, you don't know where West End Park is, well, let me give it to you. 111 is 1111 Oak Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. 1111 Oak Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. Brother Aras, Sister Mshaed, thank you so much for coming on the Mental Space and sharing this great information on the Malcolm X Festival 2023 event, and we are wishing you all 32 more years in the community. Ashe. All right, y'all, it's been my time. The Mental Space, Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Thank you to my producer, Simone, and my AP, Michelle Dodds-Burt, for holding it down with me. And until the next time, y'all, make sure that you download the Odyssey app. If you miss any of tonight's highlights of the show, you can go to the Rewind feature and go back and listen to some of the highlights that you may have missed from tonight's show. And make sure, don't make room for bad news. Make every day your own good news, and always keep yourself and others in a great mental space. If I forget anything, I know there was another announcement I got to make, but don't worry, folks. I'll be back on IG and Facebook Live tomorrow to make that announcement. Until then, cheers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.